Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for our time together. And with the Lord's help, we'll conclude the thoughts I've been sharing on God's deliverance. And we were looking at that portion in the history of Israel where they were being delivered from Egyptian bondage through the ministry of Moses and Aaron. And God speaks to us in the Word of God in the New Testament in Hebrews, the 4th chapter. Let me read 3 verses for you. Paul says, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, the rest of God, any of you should seem to come short of it." And beloved, I know we need to enter into that rest, right? "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them." He's referring now to the people of Israel, because the purpose of their being delivered out of Egyptian bondage was that they could serve God and enter into the promised land that God told their forefather Abraham that He had prepared for them. But it says, "Unto them the gospel was preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." In other words, they had to wander 40 years in the wilderness because they didn't believe that God was able to give them the land. Verse 3 says, "For we which have believed do enter into rest, as He said, I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the earth." And so God wants a rest, a peace for the people of God. And these verses show us that we must take God's word and mix it with our belief, with faith. And in doing so, we can claim God's divine provision. God's promises are as much ours today as they were when the Word of God was written. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, "For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective." That's the Amplified Translations. We can claim the promises of God for every need, for every area of our lives. And now, this does not mean that God won't delay in doing something. God has a timing for everything, for He alone knows exactly what we need. And He knows what He wants to accomplish as far as the end result in answering our petition and prayers. So going through battles or trials or suffering persecution, it doesn't necessarily mean you've gotten out of God's will. Some of you have thought, you know, because you're going through such a hard time that you must have done something wrong. There's something that you have failed to do or something you've done that is preventing the blessings of God. Many people, and unfortunately, many ministries have taken the presence of adverse circumstances to mean a violation of God's will in one's life. And beloved, that is not the case. Look at Joseph. My goodness, he was lacking appreciation by his brothers, but he was hated because of the way the father favored him. He was the youngest. He was sold into Egyptian bondage, and he was thrust in prison. I mean, if anyone could say, "I think God's forgotten me," it could have been Joseph. But we need to claim God's promises, but not allow the enemy to come against us with fear and unbelief, because we don't get the answer immediately. We give up. We feel like God no longer cares or hears our prayers. And that's just a strategy of the enemy to get us to throw up our hands. Friends, God knows our deepest needs. He knows your deepest needs, my deepest needs, spiritually, emotionally, physically. He may have other promises in mind for us to act on, which will strengthen and make us grow. Listen to this amazing statement of Paul in Philippians 4 and 11. He says, I have learned how to be content. That means satisfied to the point where I'm not disturbed or distressed in whatever state I am. That's amazing. If anyone spoke faith, it was Paul. But he learned how to be content. That means it wasn't all roses and a primrose pathway. If God ever had a faithful servant, certainly the Apostle Paul was. He believed God. He saw God work incredible, glorious miracles. He had devil-defeating faith. But what does the word say he shares in Corinthians? He was degraded. He was hungry. He suffered want and need. He was shipwrecked. He was beaten. He was disfellowshipped. He was withstood by the religious leaders of his day, but he was at peace. Why? Because God never failed him. Philippians 4:11, I have learned how to be content in whatever state I am, satisfied to the point where I'm not disturbed or disquieted. Does that mean we just sit down and allow the devil to walk over us? Of course not. But he knew that God was in control. If the enemy was fighting, God was going to bring him through the testing, through the trial. Blessed is the man that goeth through the valley of weeping, through the valley of Baca. And so, beloved, we need to hear God's word. This is a word that God has for many of you today, because you've just been so distressed and disturbed, and you have to know that God's heard your prayers. He has a timing. Just as Paul knew God's glorious promises, but he had to learn that to claim God's promises was not practicing some kind of religious formula. He knew that he could trust God. Look at that verse 11 again in Philippians, the fourth chapter. I have learned how to be content. How did he learn it? Obviously, it was not by having his prayers answered instantaneously. He was tried. He was tested, as few have been tested. In fact, when he was called, Paul told Ananias, who was going to lay hands on him, he was going to show Paul all the great things he must suffer for the name of the Lord. He was, 3 years in Arabia. He knew, as God was preparing him, that it was not going to be an easy ministry. And it was not just the physical things that he went through. It was the burden of the churches. If that was all the physical things, emotional things that he experienced, it was his burden for the churches, for the body of Christ, because he knew what would happen after he was gone, that wolves would arise among the flock and he would warn them with weeping. He learned how to be content. This is something that we need to apply to our lives. That word learned, it's a perfect tense verb, and it could easily be translated by the English phrase initiated little by little. In other words, it just wasn't a downpour on him, and all of a sudden, oh yeah, he got it. He experienced it day by day through the things he went through. And I believe that's what we have to go through also, the testings, the trials. Sometimes as we grow in maturity, sometimes the tests seem even harder. The devil fights us even more. The more we grow into the image of Christ, if he hated Christ, don't you think he hates you? Don't you think he's going to do everything he can to try to overturn your faith, to attack your faith and trusting God, that God loves you, that he's going to move and behave in your behalf, that he's heard your prayers? God took Paul and gradually taught him, little by little, the deeper truths of overcoming power. And the same, beloved, is true for us. God taught Paul that his strength was to be found not in his character, in his academics, in his knowledge of the scripture, but it was to be found in Christ, not in provision, not in the monies he had, or the provision that came to him. But one servant of the Lord has said Paul was to discover that while promised blessings were to be sought were to be asked for, there was still a greater prize in life, and that was the blessed promiser. That was Christ Jesus himself. And so, beloved, what can we learn about, you know, these simple scriptures that I've shared? Nothing profound, but the realizing of it is very profound. It's something that escapes so many. Beloved, God wants you and me to press in and to claim his promises, but we should ask God to direct our hearts to the one that he has in mind for us to claim, the specific promises. And just as soon as you're sure of his specific word to you, then claim it and confess it and act upon it. As sure as you know it is his word for you, confess, act on it, and do not waver. As we look at what we've shared just the last 2 days about Pharaoh and the contest that he had with God, if you will, he hardened his own heart long before God hardened it for him. As we read about the first 5 plagues, Pharaoh hardened his own heart against God. Many people are doing that today. After the 6th plague, God hardened Pharaoh's heart for him. But even again, God gave him time for repentance after the 7th plague, but Pharaoh refused. Unfortunately, many people are going to do that in this last great outpouring of the Spirit of God before the end comes. Pharaoh refused. God hardened his heart until he met him in judgment at the Red Sea. And beloved, God is faithful. He's a God of mercy. He desires mercy, not judgment. And God is being merciful to the peoples of this world. He's pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh. He's pouring out his Spirit upon the church of God. The devil's trying everything he can to discourage you, to oppress you, but don't listen to him. Hear the word of the Lord through God's word for you. Claim his promises. And sometimes you just need the support of agreeing prayer, I'm inviting you to write. I know what it is to go through hard battles and hard times, but God has always and ever been faithful to me and to his word in the scripture. He's faithful who has promised. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. If you send an email, I will confirm and I will pray for you. But if you'd like a personal answer, I ask you to write and share your mailing address. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.